Death of Joseph. Joseph remained in Egypt together with all his father's family. He lived for 110 years, long enough to see Ephraim's great-grandchildren and also to have the children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, placed on his knees after their birth. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "I am going to die, but God will surely remember you and take you from this country to the land he promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Joseph then made the sons of Israel swear, saying, "When God comes to bring you out from here, carry my bones with you." Joseph died at the age of 110. They embalmed him and laid him in a coffin in Egypt.
Here ends the book of Genesis, a history of the origins in which religious messages, traditions and legends, events of history are interwoven. But absolutely all these stories are written as religious messages. The Bible was never interested in telling these things as pure historical curiosities. Rather, it uses history or invents it to transmit a religious message. This religious message is the true argument of all these stories. You can also see Psalm 23. It is a psalm of trust with the image of God as a shepherd and as host. See also Psalm 105.